My conversations with hundreds and hundreds of individuals who currently are experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's reveal one commonality. People would like to know what is causing the symptoms that they are currently experiencing. They would like to be able to hang their hat on one specific reason why they are feeling the way they are feeling. I suppose it may be true that for a few limited individuals, there is just one and only one factor that is creating and causing the troubling and bothersome symptoms that they are currently experiencing. My analysis, my research reveals that Parkinson's is genuinely and truly a multifaceted condition. This means that the reason why the neurological system is going haywire, so to speak, is because there is not just one reason, but a combination of factors that are contributing to the neurological logjam. It then pays to step back and to simply assert, I don't know. I don't know what it is that is actually causing what it is that I am currently experiencing. This is not to say that you may have some good and quite correct conclusions that you have derived, and you are engaging therapies that are making a huge difference. Still, since the condition is multifaceted, it makes sense to stop, especially at the end of the year, and to say to yourself, okay, let's do a comprehensive reassessment. Let me step back, let me put aside everything that I've thought about here to date, and simply run through a list of possible reasons why I might be feeling the way I am feeling. Think about it this way. If you have engaged certain therapies and you are not yet symptom-free, something still must be running in your body that's not in your best and highest good. A way then to shift everything that's going on in your body and in your heart and soul is to simply say, okay, let's do a reassessment. Let me run down a long list of possible reasons why you may be feeling why you are feeling, and let's do that through muscle testing. Now, there are, of course, other ways that you can do assessments, and I invite you to pursue those, especially if you have the resources to do so. I can also tell you that for all of the assessments that we are about to engage, if you were to pursue a formal diagnostic assessment, a medical assessment to determine one way or another if this particular was a factor that was creating your symptoms, and if you were able to have the time to do these, since it would surely take at least a year or two to do all the tests, the cost would surely run at least a quarter of a million to a half a million American dollars. So there's another way, and that way is to simply muscle test, and that means to ask our body for the answers. Muscle testing is powerful. It is reliable. Hundreds of thousands of healthcare practitioners use muscle testing today with great reliability. Many people believe that muscle testing requires someone else to be present, someone else to help you do the muscle testing. That is surely one way. It is can be a quite effective way to muscle test. But I want to suggest that you do it yourself. So the first challenge is to find a way of muscle testing that works for you. If you haven't succeeded in doing that, I invite you to turn this meditation off right now and to do some exploration so that you can identify a way that you can muscle test using your own body to determine whether or not the answer to the various questions I'm about to pose is yes or no, or in the middle, I really do not know. There is a PDF or a text I'd like to invite all of you to download from the website page. So be sure to download that and to print it out on a piece of paper. It's going to be easier to mark down your responses to the various questions with muscle testing on a piece of paper than it will be on a computer. If you have not already downloaded the self-assessment checklist, please do so now. Turn this off before we actually begin to go through the step-by-step series of assessments that we will engage in during this particular week's meditation. Notice on the self-assessment checklist, there are a number of factors that may or may not be at play for you. I first want to stress and emphasize that muscle testing is not, I repeat, not a mental activity. It is basically an activity where we simply ask our body and take the answer for whatever our body might be telling us. We may well think one thing and our body is saying something else. Simply, during this exercise, listen to the body. Do not think. I know that's a silly thing to say, but do not think. Do not use your mind to try to figure out what your body is telling you. Don't even stop to try to analyze the results that you're getting. The idea here is to go through this list, to do an assessment. You can do lots of thinking afterward, but right now, let's simply go into a place where we muscle test the various factors that may or may not be contributing to the symptoms that you actually experience. Keep in mind, the idea here is not to identify a single factor. The idea is to say there probably are multiple factors at play here. Let's then go through a long list and identify those that need your serious consideration. Your body will obviously be giving you familiar information, but the idea here is to step back and do a reassessment so that you can pick up and identify any factor that you may have overlooked. Again, if you are continuing to experience symptoms, there must be something that you are still overlooking. So let's see if we can't today, in this particular exercise, identify one or several factors that merit your further investigation so that you'll be able to continue on the road to recovery. With then the self-assessment in front of you, with a pen or pencil in hand, let's begin now to go through the list, and I'll literally talk you through how it is that I suggest that you do the muscle testing. Use the same method that you have identified to muscle test each one of these potential factors. I will explain them if they require explanation. Then I will invite you to muscle test. Get the first answer that comes. Again, this is not a thinking or a mental exercise. You're simply asking your body for information. If after you muscle test a particular factor, the body is telling you, no, it's not a factor, in other words, the testing is weak, then literally put a score of 0 and put no comments whatsoever in the middle part of your score sheet, which is titled Feelings or Thoughts When I Did the Muscle Test. You may muscle test and identify, yes, this is a very definitely a strong factor. And by the way, you may be very surprised at the answers that you'll get to some of these factors. Be sure to score it as a 2 and then write down any particular feelings or thoughts you might have had when you actually muscle tested that particular factor. So write down on this piece of paper, you're going to forget what the results are if you don't actually record the scores that you actually get. So get ready now and get grounded, because you want to be sure that you get reliable information from your body. And by that I mean both feet are best placed directly on the floor, on the ground. Get comfortable. You don't have to be tense when you do that. So in order to be able to start this exercise, just take a deep breath in. Hold it just for a couple of seconds and let that air out. And again, you just want to release any anxieties or stresses of the day, because what we're going to now do is go into a different space and begin communicating with your body to find out the answers to certain curiosities that only your body has the answer to. The first factor that I invite you to muscle test are seed thoughts. And by this I mean thoughts that actually lie at the core of the symptoms that you are currently experiencing. Seed thoughts are, by the way, oftentimes unconscious. We're not even aware that we actually have those particular seed thoughts. Seed thoughts could range from anywhere from I am not good enough to I am always abandoned by others to I am a person who is not worthy. Again, there are a large number of seed thoughts. So the idea here is just to ask your body, are there certain seed thoughts that you are holding consciously or unconsciously that are contributing to your symptoms? Muscle test that possibility now. Get the result and score it. 0, not a factor. 2, yes, definitely, it tested strong, or kind of wishy-washy, not sure one way or the other, simply score a 1. And again, write down any thoughts that you might have immediately had when I posed the question and you actually muscle tested that factor. Record the scores on the sheet. Second factor is stress. Is stress a factor which is currently contributing to your symptoms? Please muscle test. Now that you've got the answer, score it, 0, 1, or 2. And please jot down a note or two of any feelings you might have had instantaneously as you muscle tested that factor. The next factor is trauma at the moment and the time of your birth. Muscle test that as a possible factor. Get your score. Record it. 0, not a factor. 2, definitely a factor. 1, maybe, maybe not. Jot down a note of any thoughts or feelings if you would like to do so now. Next factor to consider is trauma in childhood. Muscle test the possibility that there might have been trauma during your childhood that are currently contributing to the symptoms that you currently experience. Muscle test, get the result. Again, the first result is going to be the most reliable since this is not a mental exercise, and score it on the right side of your score sheet as a 1, not a factor. 0, not a factor. 1, maybe a factor. 2, yes, definitely a factor. Jot down any thoughts that might have come as you muscle tested that. Muscle test now. Trauma as an adult. Score the factor. 0, 1, or 2. If you had a thought when you muscle tested that, that just jumped out at you, jot a note down so that you can remember what it was that you thought about later. The next factor to muscle test is the presence of heavy metals that are currently housed at the cellular level in your body. Is this a factor that is contributing to the symptoms that you're currently experiencing? Muscle test that, please, now. Get the result. Score it on your score sheet. with a 0, no, 1, maybe, maybe not, and 2, yes, definitely so. It scored strong for you. Jot down a note or two if any note or if any thought came. The next factor to muscle test is temporomandibular joint disorder, a misalignment of the jaw bones. Might this be a factor that is currently contributing to your symptoms? Muscle test that. Score it. 0 for no, 1 maybe, maybe not, 2 yes, definitely. Jot a note down if any thought occurred immediately after you tested that. Pesticides have clearly been shown in research to contribute to the symptoms of Parkinson's. Is the presence of pesticide residue in your body contributing to the symptoms that you currently experience? Muscle test that now. 0, no. 1, maybe, maybe not. 2, definitely a factor. Jot down any thoughts that occurred when you muscle tested or feelings. Agent Orange, as at the top of the list, is a factor that can contribute to neurological havoc. Is the presence of Agent Orange in your body contributing to the symptoms you are currently experiencing? Please muscle test that now. If no, a 0, 1, maybe, maybe not, 2, yes, definitely a factor. Score it on your score sheet. Jot down a note of any thoughts or feelings you had when you muscle tested. You may be eating nutritious foods and wonder why in the world are you still experiencing symptoms. It's possible you have a digestive log jam. Although you're eating good food, it's not actually being assimilated by your body. Is a digestive log jam a factor that's currently contributing to your symptoms? Muscle test that now. Score it. 0, no, 1, maybe, maybe not, 2, yes, definitely a factor. Are there mineral deficiencies that are currently present, which are contributing currently to your symptoms? Are they a factor or not? Muscle test that now. Score it. 0, no, 1, maybe, maybe not, 2, yes, definitely a factor. Jot down any thoughts or feelings that might have occurred when you actually did the test. When there is a deficiency of vitamins in the body, there can be neurological challenges. Are vitamin deficiencies currently contributing to the symptoms that you are currently experiencing? Muscle test that question now. Score the answer. 0, no. 1, maybe, maybe not. 2, yes, definitely. Please jot down any notes or thoughts or feelings that occurred when you muscle tested that question. This question is actually very specific about a vitamin deficiency. Vitamin D3 has been implicated as a deficiency found across all individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's. Do you have a vitamin D3 deficiency, a deficiency in exposure to sunshine, which is currently contributing to your symptoms? Please muscle test that now. Jot down the result. No, not a factor. Yes, definitely. That's a 2. Maybe not. Not sure. Score that a 1. Jot down any notes or thoughts. If your body is deficient in glutathione, it means that the energy source at the cellular level is also feeble. Is there a glutathione deficiency present in your body that is currently contributing to the symptoms that you now experience? Muscle test, please. Get the answer. 0 for no. 1, maybe not. 2, yes, definitely. Please write down any thoughts or feelings that you might have had when you actually muscle tested. Let's consider now a factor of low cellular energy. The mitochondria are simply not able to give you the source of energy that you need to have in order to sustain the vitality of your neurological system and of your life. Is this a factor currently contributing to the symptoms that you experience now? Please score that now by muscle testing. And record the result. 0, no. 1, maybe not. 2, oh yeah, definitely a factor. And score now, if you would please. Any thoughts or feelings that occurred when you actually performed that test? Are drug interactions a factor that currently contributes to your symptoms? For people who are currently taking 2 prescription medications, there's a good possibility of drug interactions. For people who are currently taking 5 medications, there is a 100% chance of interactions, according to compounding pharmacist and nutritional counselor Randy Mincer. Muscle test that possibility now, whether drug interactions are currently contributing to the symptoms that you experience today. Score the result, 0, 1, or 2. Jot down a note or 2 of any thoughts or feelings you had when you evaluated that possibility. Allergic reactions can also be a factor. Muscle test the possibility that allergic reactions are currently creating the conditions that are symptomatic for you today. If you get a definite yes, that's a 2. If you get a definite no, that's a 0. In between, score it a 1. Did you have a thought when you muscle tested that, especially if it muscle tested strong? Record that now. Electromagnetic exposure can have a profound impact on the efficient functioning of any person's neurological system. Is exposure to electromagnetic energy a factor that's currently creating the conditions you experience? Muscle test that now. Score the answer. 2 for yes, 1, maybe not, 0, no, not a factor. Jot down any thoughts you might have had as you muscle tested. Are dairy products a factor for you? Muscle test that question. Record the answer. 2 for definitely yes. 1 maybe, maybe not. 2 for zero. And jot down any notes. You may well be surprised by some of the results. For example, you may think that you're not actually taking dairy. Simply record the answer now. You can think about it and analyze the result later and may be surprised at the revelation that is unfolding for you. Connection to the earth is a huge factor. If we're not connected, the neurological system can really go haywire. It short circuits. Is a lack of grounding, energetic grounding for you, a factor that's currently creating the symptoms you are experiencing? Muscle test that now, please. Record the answer. 2 for definitely yes. 1 maybe, maybe not. 0 nope, not a factor for you. Jot down any notes about thoughts or feelings. Doesn't matter what they are. Next factor is sugar. Is sugar, which is being put inside your body, contributing to the symptoms that you currently experience? Muscle test that now, please. Record the result. 2 for yes, 0 for no, 1 for in between. And jot down any notes of thoughts or feelings. Inflammation in the body can be a factor which clearly contributes to neurological difficulties. Is inflammation in your body contributing to the symptoms that you currently experience? Muscle test that now, please. Record the answer. The answer will be 2, definitely yes. 1, maybe, maybe not. 0, nope, not a factor. The symptoms of Lyme disease are clearly associated and connected with Parkinson's, and oftentimes there's a misdiagnosis one way or the other. Are the bacteria that are associated with Lyme disease a factor that is currently contributing to your symptoms? Muscle test that now, please. Score the result. 2 for definitely yes, 1 maybe, maybe not, 0 no. Jot down a note or two if any occurred. Are bacterial infections a factor that is currently contributing to the symptoms you are experiencing? Muscle test, please. Score the result. 2 for definitely yes. 1 maybe, maybe not. 0 nope. Jot down any thought or note that occurred to you as you did that test. Theoretical research reveals that candida, or a fungus infection, can clearly contribute to the symptoms that are associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. Is candida a factor that is contributing to the symptoms you are currently experiencing? Please muscle test that question now. Score the answer. 2, yes. 1, maybe, maybe not. 0, nope. Jot down any notes. Any type of injury can contribute to the symptoms, but foot injuries in particular have been found to be a factor. Is a foot injury contributing to the symptoms that you are currently experiencing? Muscle test that now, please. Score the result. 2 for yes, 0 for no, 1 for maybe, maybe not. Record any thoughts or feelings when you muscle tested that possibility. We often take on the pain and the agony and the guilt of a family member, particularly a parent. Family entanglements can be a powerful influence on the symptoms that we currently experience. Is a family entanglement a factor that is currently contributing to the symptoms that you experience today? Muscle test that now. Record the answer. 2 for definitely yes. 1 maybe, maybe not. 0 nope, not a factor. Jot down any thought that might have come when you did that test. An injury to the head can clearly be a factor that may contribute to the symptoms that you are currently experiencing. Is a head injury a factor for you that is currently causing the symptoms that you experience today? Muscle test, please. Record the answer. 2, definitely yes. 1, maybe, maybe not. 0, nope, not a factor. Contortions in our body can clearly be a factor which cause neurological missignaling. Is a body misalignment a factor for you? Muscle test that possibility now. Please record the answer. 2 for definitely yes. 1 maybe, maybe not. 0 nope. I'm good. And record any thoughts that you had when you actually did that particular test. Surgeries create scars. Is scarring a factor for you that is contributing to your neurological difficulties today? Please muscle test that now. That possibility. Record the answer. 2 for yes, 1 maybe, maybe not, 0 nope, not a factor. Pathogens are live critters that crawl around our bodies, that have a consciousness of their own, that hold certain thought forms that are not in our best and highest interest. Are the presence of pathogens in your body contributing to the symptoms that you currently experience? Muscle test, please. Score the answer. 2 for yes, 0 for no, 1 for maybe, maybe not. Jot down any thoughts that you might have had or feelings. Is a lack of self-love a factor that is currently having an impact on the symptoms you currently experience? Please muscle test that possibility now. Record the result. 2, yep. 0, nope. 1, maybe, maybe not. Are you getting too little exercise? Is that a factor that's currently contributing to your symptoms? Muscle test that possibility now, please. Record the result. 2, yes. 1, Maybe, maybe not. Zero, nope, that's not a factor. Jot down any notes. Perhaps the exercise is not the right or the correct exercise for you. Could this possibly be a factor that is currently contributing to the symptoms that you currently experience? Please muscle test that possibility now. Score the answer. Two means yes, definitely. Zero means nope, not a factor. One means maybe, maybe not. And record any thoughts or feelings that you had when you did that particular muscle test. Keep in mind that this has not been a thinking exercise. We've literally been communicating with our bodies. When certain results were seen in your muscle test, you might have been shocked. You might have been surprised about the finding. Remember, your body knows the answer. It's now time to move back over this list and focus your attention on any record that you noted of a 2, which means that certainly was a factor. And of course, to begin to investigate further any factor that you don't know very much about, to understand its dynamics, to understand the power and the implications when that particular factor is present in your body and in your life. That will inform certain courses of action that will set the stage of what you can do differently next year. Know that you can always trust the wisdom of your body. Your body has the answers that you need to be able to return to a state of full health and wellness. If you are currently experiencing symptoms, it means that something is still out of balance. It means that there still is a cause present. This particular assessment then allows you to focus your attention on certain areas that you may have been neglecting. Redirect your attention and focus on factors that are the true causes of what you are experiencing, and I promise you will be delighted with the results that you are able to get. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend through this long, detailed, step-by-step assessment. Take the results seriously. It's now time to take a break, and after you've been able to recover from the results, begin your investigation and your research so that you can learn more about the factors that you have just discovered are contributing to the symptoms that you currently experience. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a delightful week.